Yeah. Third pack of A's, Mishnah Yom, Beshlosh Dom, Rabbi Gamliel, Machma Kedir, Beshami. Three things where Gamliel was stringent, like the opinion of Beshami. Eight terms of Chamim, Yontu, Lashabbos. Yolds, you're not allowed to, something that was cooked on Yontu, you're not allowed to wrap it up to preserve its seeds and leave it that way on Shabbos. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you have an Erev Tavshilin, you can do it. You need the Erev Tavshilin for this. If you cannot set up a menorah, Rishonim says to him that you're not really, not actually making a menorah, because if you're actually making the menorah and sticking the pieces very hard, then that's everybody agrees that's also. It's talking about something that it's made out of different joints, and you just put it into the right position, or it's loosely fitting joints. That according to Beis Hillel is considered permitted to end in the kelim. Visham is machmir. And even pitim gritzim el rikikim. When you bake on Yontif, you shouldn't make thick breads, only thin breads. You shouldn't be matriach yourself too much. You do the mere minimum of tircha you need. Gamliel, Amar Gamliel, Meim Shabbat Saba, and always in my father's house, Loyofim Pitim Gritzim El Rikikim. Also, they didn't eat, bake as thick breads and thin breads. Amulay Manasa Vesavicha, what do you do for your father's household? Shu Yimachmir Malatzim, that's a churma, we can't pass Galachas from their churmas. Makil Mal Yisrael Yosefim Pitim Gritzim Bechari. Elamai Yisrael, for everybody else, they would paskin that. So they can make these thicker breads, and chori is even a bigger type of, another type of big bread that was made on coals, on koponim. So basically, they said these chumras were your household chumras, they're not halacha l'maaseh.